You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Shanna Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.7%. That's how much the S&P fell on Monday. It was the steepest daily decline since May 12th. The slump came amid a larger pullback in global stocks. The most prominent of investors' worries was over China Evergrande, the indebted Chinese real estate company. Investors worried that its failure to pay debt due this week could cause a credit crunch and have ripple effects across the globe. And the developer's potential collapse wasn't the only thing on investors' minds Monday. The Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, meets this Tuesday and Wednesday, after which Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, will hold a news conference. Investors will be paying attention for clues indicating when the central bank intends to slow its monthly asset purchases, which was put in place in response to the pandemic. The next number up is $809.5 million. That's how much Twitter will pay to settle an investor lawsuit, the company said Monday. The class action shareholder suit alleged that company executives had misled investors about the social media company's monthly active users and timeline views. In an SEC filing Monday, Twitter said it would use cash on hand to pay for the settlement. Twitter said the settlement resolves all claims against the company and does not admit fault or wrongdoing. Our last number is 72%. That's how much British drug maker AstraZeneca said its drug for breast cancer reduced the risk of disease progression or death compared with an existing treatment. The announcement was based on interim analysis of a phase 3 drug trial that included patients from 5 continents. Of the patients treated with AstraZeneca's drug, roughly 94% were alive 1 year later, compared with about 86% of patients treated with the other drug, T-DM1. AstraZeneca shares closed 5.3% higher on Monday. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, September 21st. I'm Shanna Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.